KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light snow, and it's 33 degrees. A winter weather advisory in effect for the most of the KJAN listening area until 6 p.m. We look for snow mixed at times with rain and freezing rain. A high around 35. 1 to 2 inches of snow is possible here in the Atlantic area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Let's start off with a list of late starts for several area school districts this morning and a couple of cancellations. The Atlanta Community Schools are running 2 hours late today. No professional development this afternoon. Adair Casey Guthrie Center is 2 hours late with no early start. AHSTW has a 2 hour late start, as well as Audubon with a 2 hour late start. And for the Audubon School District, there will be no morning activities, no professional development, and thus no early out this afternoon. Now, the Boyer Valley Schools have canceled classes for today. CAM and Charter Oak Ute are 2 hours late, no early dismissal for CAM. Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK are both running 2 hours late. Fremont Mills will be 90 minutes late this morning. Griswold, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, and Nottoway Valley all have a 2 hour late start. No early dismissal for Nottoway Valley. Also, Panorama, 2 hours late with no early dismissal. Red Oak will be starting 2 hours late this morning. Riverside, 2 hours late, and child care will be on a normal schedule, though. Shelby County Catholic, as mentioned, they're 2 hours late. Southwest Valley, 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Stanton, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, and West Central Valley are all 2 hours late. Woodbine has canceled classes for today. And finally, there's no morning preschool today for the Atlantic Little Lambs preschool. And a note to pass along to you this morning, Atlantic mail truck had a mechanical issue today, according to Mark McNeese. The mail will be late again due to that and the weather. Box section customers should wait until 10 o'clock. And he asks everyone to make sure their sidewalks and steps are clear in accordance with the city ordinance and help the mail carriers get safely around. And if they know that they can go across the yard, pathways are wonderful as well to have those shoveled out if you have time to do so to make it easier for your mail carriers. Well, on an update to our previous report, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said Tuesday that shortly after 1:50 p.m. on Monday, the Clarinda Academy reported to authorities that two male students had absconded from the facility on foot. At around 2:35 p.m., a Clarinda resident reported that his Chevy Malibu had been stolen from his driveway. Clarinda police saw the vehicle in the area of Cardinal Drive and State Street, with the driver and passenger having matched the description of the Clarinda Academy students. Officers attempted to stop the car, but it proceeded westbound on Highway 2. During the pursuit, speeds exceeded 130 miles per hour. The driver of the vehicle, later identified by the State Patrol as 16-year-old Isaiah Micah Fontana of Clarinda, lost control of the vehicle in the area of State Highway 2 and F Avenue. The car rolled several times before coming to rest. Fontana and his passenger, 16-year-old Krista Nathaniel Sullivan, also of Clarinda, exited the car and fled on foot into an adjacent field. After a short pursuit, the two Clarinda Academy students were apprehended by officers and deputies with the Shenandoah Police Department and Page County Sheriff's Department, along with Clarinda police. The teens suffered only minor injuries and were transported to the hospital for treatment. Both face charges that include felony motor vehicle theft, with Fontana also being charged with felony eluding and reckless driving, failure to obey a stop sign, speeding in excess of 130 in a 55 zone, and operating a vehicle without a driver's license. Both students were returned to the custody of the Clarinda Academy, where they are in a court-ordered decision from the state of Tennessee to reside at that facility. The vehicle, Higgins' vehicle in this case, that's belonging to Doug Higgins, was a total loss with an estimated value of $22,000. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday that 46-year-old Omar A. Martinez of Council Bluffs was sentenced to 25 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute at least 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. He'll serve 10 years of supervised release following his release from prison. The sentence was the result of a lengthy investigation by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement and Federal Bureau of Investigation's Safe Streets Task Force into meth trafficking in western Iowa and the Omaha metro area. The investigation revealed that methamphetamine was being brought from Mexico into the Omaha area and then transported to various locations in Nebraska and western Iowa for distribution. In addition to Martinez, 11 others had been sentenced as part of the investigation. In the funeral announcements, Rita Hartigan, age 68, of Avoca, died Sunday. A memorial mass for Rita Hartigan will be held at noon Thursday at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Nancy Reiner, age 76, of Cedar Rapids, died January 13th. Memorial services for Nancy Reiner will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Tien Funeral Home in Cedar Rapids. Elsie Bell Kushnoi, age 96, of Weslaco, Texas, and formerly of Marnie, died January 15th. A funeral service and Liberty Chapter 230 Order of Eastern Stars service for Elsie Bell Kushnoi will be held on Thursday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Roberta Rash, age 89, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Roberta Rash will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Arlene Robb, age 94, of Audubon, died November 11th. A celebration of life memorial service for Arlene Robb will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Donna Lee Heppner, age 74, of Hancock, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Donna Heppner will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Donna McLaren, age 92, of Atlantic and the Cumberland-Messina areas, died December 22nd. A celebration of life memorial service for Donna McLaren will be 11 a.m. Saturday at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernice Meyer, age 94, of Exira, died January 14th. A celebration of life for Bernice Meyer will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. And Norma Richter, age 91, of Adair, died January 16th. Services for Norma Jean Richter will be Sunday, 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.